Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great, great, great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Reverend Kennard Childress will be with us, and we'll be talking with him about Well, we'll be talking with him about the black genocide, and we'll be talking about the transgenderism and the assault on our children and so many things. Of course, he runs blackgenocide.org, blackgenocide.org, so encourage you to become familiar with that if you're not already. Let's see. Also coming up on the program, should have Tiaron Rose Mandelberg from MRC will be with us. We'll talk about fake news and censorship. A little bit about both of those coming up for you. Rick Manning joins me as co-host, bottom of this hour, and I believe that covers it. There's a lot for Rick and I to get into, a lot of foreign relations stuff that's going on. And you know, it's interesting. One of the major issues, whether we're talking about Iran, the CCP, Russia, or Ukraine, if we were a major energy producer, if we were a major oil producer, the number one producer of natural gas and oil in the world, which is where we were headed under President Trump, if that's who we were, then we would say to Europe right now, don't worry about Putin. And we would press a button and Europe would have a great winter. Okay? But no. Joe and Hunter had to get in there, and since they couldn't make any money out of the deal, well, you know, they had to screw the United States. Wow. Wow. And 81 million fake voters voted for him. Fake voters. I saw a quote on, I think it was on Truth Network by Dinesh. People are saying that those that deny the election are just like those that deny the Holocaust. Wow. Wow. Folks, not only did 6 million Jews die, but 12 million others died along with them, okay? It was a Holocaust. And it really happened, and there was a general that came upon the scene that wrote it all out and had them take extensive pictures, pictures that a lot of them didn't want to take. And they asked him why, and they said, because one day someone is going to come along and say this never happened. And we're going to make sure that we have the proof and the evidence so they can't ever say that. Well, folks, I have had individuals on this program who have validated, and now you have 5 going on 6 states that are looking at potentially recalling their electors from the 2020 election because of all of the fraud that they found. Think about that. No, the evidence is overwhelming. Our elections have been compromised. And the arrest of Eugene Yu should give us some indication. See, we can't blame this. This isn't all just a DNC operation. This was a calculated operation. And they met during the summer of the burn in 2020 in Iran. Putin, Xi, they gathered together and they said, how are we going to make sure that Trump does not win? I'm telling you. All right, I want to get my next guest on, who has waited very patiently as I have bogarted the stage. But he's got his coffee in him, and I know he's yep, and I got it. Man, I so blew it. I didn't bring you a mug. I'm sending you one. I didn't bring you a mug, so I'm gonna send you one, but that's okay. You didn't bring me an autographed copy of any of your books either, so.
Don't
and that's,
you have one?
And that's twice now. No, not an autographed copy. I don't. So, yeah, so, but I appreciate the two dinners because they were delicious and the company was glorious. So I just want to say thank you.
I got you a steak.
You did. And then you got me that fried shrimp.
Right. I got you steak and shrimp. I got you surf and turf. Over
there you go.
Years to do it, there you got surf and turf.
I will say that Primal Cut was a cut above.
Yes.
The company was great, but Primal Cut was absolutely primo, and I wish we could have gotten in there. So what we'll have to do is I guess make that reservation about 6 months out.
Yes, we're having to make that event. Yeah, that's in Tinley Park for anybody that's listening.
Yeah.
Tinley Park, Illinois. It's Primal Cut.
Yeah.
And we had some incredible steaks. On the other hand, last week we were at an Italian restaurant called Gatto's, and we were blessed to have about six, seven other people
yes.
with us.
And the company was glorious. Yeah.
One of your other guests, Pastor Dave Lowry,
yes.
was with us. Who I spoke
well,
with
and another one of my guests actually is Jeffrey Adams of Micron, yes. who has also appeared here on the program, and then a couple of other wonderful people as well, and including Christian, who I was just on the phone with yesterday. And we're going to be, doing some things. He's got a legacy film and he wants to do of my story, which I'm humbled, by that. But I do believe it's time.
Of Rebuild Illinois.
Yes.
Which is, a great site undertaking some, fantastic work. Yeah. Now we were with some fabulous, fabulous people that evening. And, among them, of course, we were blessed with my sister Jill to join us. So
absolutely.
It was all good. That's very nice. It's interesting that you opened with a election discussion because yesterday I was on the phone with an attorney from Fairfax, Virginia, Thomas Ranieri. Tom and I actually worked 2 years ago in Pennsylvania together.
Okay.
On the election issues. We actually had gone to a Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania in the lead up, and there was about 40,000 people in Butler, Pennsylvania to see the president and at that particular time, 6 days later, supposedly, he lost Pennsylvania, when another fellow showed up and had about a dozen people in those little circles. If you remember, they were,
in
their circles and wear masks and stuff.
Yeah.
But we had 40,000 people in Butler, Pennsylvania, a week before the election, and theoretically, he did not win that state.
Yeah.
And so that, there's a lot of things going on. I have personal, things. A week ago, about 2 months ago, I was lucky enough to spend some time with Dinesh. It's incredible. So everybody has to work really hard.
Yes.
One of the things I heard Dinesh yesterday with Charlie Kirk, and he was emphasizing to everybody, don't be discouraged. You have to, one of the important ways to combat this situation is to vote in person. To vote on election day, if it's possible for you to do so,
yeah,
because that whole system is predicated on people voting early and voting by mail, because those are situations that allow the folks that manipulate elections to do so. There's a complex situation. I worked for almost 2 years, some with Jovan Pulitzer. Jovan is one of the premier guys in analyzing. Analyzing what happened in Maricopa County. So we're coming up in about 2 weeks from yesterday for those elections. Vote on election day if you can.
Right.
That's one of the ways to protect your personal vote.
Well, and don't we also want to encourage them to make sure, I guess, well, they'll find out, but to make absolutely certain that there has been no vote under their name received.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that people can do in that regard. And one of which is, of course, if you haven't, you can, of course, request your mail-in ballot. Request your mail-in ballot and make sure you bring it with you to the poll.
Mm-hmm.
On the off chance that you show up and they go, oh, you can't vote because you've already voted.
Right.
You know, that's a big problem. People showing up and then being told that they already voted. So you have to have proof that you did not, so that your vote does not become provisional.
Yes.
And certainly, if they tell you you've already voted, do not sheepishly say okay and walk out of the poll. The appropriate action at that particular time is to ask the poll workers to call their supervisors, and if they refuse to do that, the appropriate thing then would be to call the local prosecutors, because it's the prosecutors that are supposed to enforce election day election law on election day. So there's a lot of things that you can personally do, and if you haven't yet, there's still all the campaigns, everybody's still looking for poll watchers. There are many, many places where they still need election judges. It may be late in some jurisdictions, but there's a lot of things that you can do to contribute to the security of our elections.
Amen.
And elections are a communal matter, and it takes the whole community to see to it that the elections are as secure as we can possibly make them by all participating in that security.
And I'm glad that you bring that up. We're getting ready to take a small, you know, take our first break. But I want to get into one of the things that I wanted to really talk to you about today, David, is because a lot of people say, well, it's, you know, we got to get involved in elections. We've got to watch the elections. We've got to monitor the elections. We got to be sure that we get, you know, well, in some instances, and I'll give you an example. And I just wrote this in a comment on the Epoch Times. In Pennsylvania, right now, we have two senators running. We have Oz and Fetterman. In my opinion, it is the lesser of two evils. It truly, look, Oz has said he's pro-abortion, pro-sodomy, and pro-child transition. Okay?
Wow.
And he's a Turkish citizen. So, I'm sorry, but that, I would never vote for that. On the other hand, you've got Fetterman, and I could never see voting for that. So you literally have, in my estimation, the lesser of two evils because Pennsylvanians did not engage properly in the primary, and they took certain people's word and ran with it without doing their own investigation. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Here.
Yeah, there you go. Here we go.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. David, you know, the Ninth and the Tenth Amendment, and I talk about this because, gosh, it's something that's really, really critical for us to understand. I talk about, number one, the difference between our, you know, the writings of Robert Curry, for example, in Common Sense, and Joshua Mitchell, and understanding that our founders didn't see life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as things placed in our hands, either by man or by God. They said, no, 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 no. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are here. They're in us. Yes, they're from the Creator, but they're not esoterically set into our hand out here. They're literally who we are. God breathed life into us. Christ came and paid the ultimate price that we might experience true freedom. Him who Christ sets free is free indeed. Free indeed. And that means that moral barometer that John Adams said that with the amount of rights and freedom and liberty that our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence was guaranteeing to us, we needed a moral compass in order for everyone to be able to flourish and to have that innate consciousness of the difference between right and wrong. And then ultimately, that fire, that passion to fulfill the call of God on our lives. And that doesn't mean, yes, we're all accountable to share the word and share Christ and share what we've been given, but also to share our individual innate gifts that God has given us. My brother David has been gifted with an incredible mind, a legal mind, an incredible intellect. And under God, it's God who gave that to him, and so therefore it is God who stirs up in him and uses him to use that incredible gift. And and my guests as they come on my program and what God's given me. We all have that in us. That is the pursuit of happiness. That is the pursuit. That is the abundance. And it's who we are. And that's why rights are to be defended. And powers are given by us to others only to defend our rights. David?
Yeah, and one of the things everybody talks about rights, and seldom do they speak of responsibilities.
Mm.
And one of the things that comes with those rights is, in fact, responsibilities. You know, I've got the indispensable American over my right shoulder, who was given some incredible gifts, and I've got perhaps the richest man in colonial America over my left shoulder, Mr. Franklin, who had some incredible gifts to be able to see things in nature and be able to make scientific discoveries in ways a few others of his time were able to do. So everybody not only has are given these gifts, but they are given the responsibility to utilize those gifts.
Amen.
For the benefit not only of yourself, but for the benefit of those that surround you. And so this is an important thing. You can't just go around saying my rights. You know, while you in fact have rights, you have responsibilities that go with those rights. And I think people too often these days speak of rights, but they don't talk about responsibilities. And that's among the things that I think you're making reference to. So it's like we were talking in the first segment about elections. You know, of course, people talk about the right to vote. Well, you know, you have a responsibility to exercise that, to participate, to protect it.
Yeah.
In many respects. On the other hand, voting actually is not a right. Voting is a privilege of citizenship. And that's something people have to understand the difference between rights and privileges. There are some things that are rights. You mentioned life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Those are rights. Those are things that are innate, inalienable, that can't be taken away. Largely, they're outlined in the First Amendment for the most part. Speech, religion, press. Those are things associated with the rights of conscience and exercising freedom.
Assembly and redress. Rights. Yeah, assembly and redress.
Yeah, you've got your five all-star rights that are put together in the First Amendment. The rest of the Bill of Rights basically are vehicles to protect the first five mm-hmm. that are put together in the First Amendment. You know, so this is what we have to do. We have to understand the difference between rights, responsibilities, and the actions of government to protect the rights and the authority and power that we've given government to protect those things. As again, you and I have talked before, governments do not have rights. There is no such thing as state rights.
Right.
And so, we have authority that we've given them. And you mentioned the Ninth Amendment. The Ninth Amendment is there to indicate that just because a right is not mentioned in the Bill of Rights, we still have them. And the Tenth Amendment is there to understand that the states have the authority that the people give it.
And we got to jump to our break. We'll be back right after this.
Okay.
ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is... There we go. Let me change the graphic on that. My very special guest is David Shostokas, and again, we encourage you. David's got some great information that you can pick up. His book on the Declaration of Independence and how that was written, as well as his constitutional soundbites, and you can find that at Shostokas.com. He is our constitutional originalist. And we're talking about those issues right now. We want to kind of transition this. So we're talking about rights. We're talking about the responsibility of the government to, that is their responsibility. And if they are trampling those rights, then they have become tyrants rather than defenders of our rights. And I would submit to you that that's where we are. Here's an example of that as it relates to what I believe is one of the most fundamental rights, although it is not, well, maybe. David, I'll let you answer this. It's something that I think has to be added. It's something I know that Michael Ferris has been talking about for 40 years. and trying to get through parentalrights.org something attached actually to our Constitution, but it's about parental rights. I got this email from Harmeet Dhillon, and she's a great patriot, attorney, warrior, fighter, battler for our rights. And she brings this case up, and it involves a man named Sean McBrarity. He's the father of a high school senior in Bangor, Maine. Irony, I actually had an office when I had my company. One of my offices was in Bangor, Maine. So I've actually been to Bangor, Maine and enjoyed. They have this seafood place, or at least they did, where you could get like anywhere from a 3 to a 5 pound lobster. Ooh. Oh my God. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. Anyway, Bangor, Maine, and he was told that he was not allowed to attend his daughter's graduation. Why? Well, because Sean had the audacity to question the public school's curriculum and speak out against the radical school board. He filed a series of public record requests, FOAA requests, and complaints about the conduct of school personnel. And so Sean was told, you can't go to your daughter's graduation. David?
Well, that imputes any number of rights, including the First Amendment freedom of speech issues, beyond the situation regarding parents. But the rights of parents are generally under attack. This is one of the more blatant, obvious things that makes headlines. But day in and day out, where they're starting to do these things about teaching sexual conduct to kindergartners, that's built into those things, and going on forward with books that in grammar school that we would consider pornography, are supposedly part of sex education these days. Now, and then we've got the whole other issue where they're teaching philosophy rather than history regarding issues like CRT. There's this situation, this thought of the government these days, many in government, that has built off Hillary Clinton's "It Takes a Village" situation, where the state actually takes over raising children rather than and saying that parents really don't know what the hell they're doing, and that it's going to be the state's duty. I'm actually working with a woman by the name of Kathleen Murray, who's running for the Illinois State Senate here. And Kathleen has proposed a parents' bill of rights to overcome these situations so that parents would be notified in the circumstance of major medical procedures for their minor children, such as, oh, I don't know, an abortion. That right now in Illinois, a minor child can get an abortion, and all the people involved with arranging that have no duty to tell their parents. And this is incredible that it's come to this, that we need to codify into law something that's been understood for more than 100 years, the United States Supreme Court has indicated that the child is not the creature of the state, but rather the responsibility for the rearing of the child belongs to that child's parents. And the parents have the rights to raise that child as they see fit.
And they're also pushing in Illinois to be able to give the hormones and the drugs to children without their parents' knowledge or permission. And Illinois is not alone in that. There are a number of states where they are pushing that through, and there's grave concern right now that there might be within the United States Senate enough rhinos to roll over and add the 10 necessary to get to 60 to pass HR 5, which would codify this entire agenda, David, the entire agenda, and would basically say that we don't care what your Bible says, what your religious beliefs are. We are going to nullify the First Amendment for 50 to 60% of the United States population, literally.
Yeah, this is problematic because, of course, that would mean that the federal government then is now acting lawlessly, because that clearly goes beyond what the Constitution authorizes the federal government to be involved in. They have no, the Department of Education has no constitutional basis to begin with.
Yeah.
There's no literal constitutional authority for the Department of Education to even exist. And it's amazing that they continue to delve even more deeply, and for the federal government to take that kind of action goes well beyond what authority that they've been given. And that goes back to your original premise that once the government is then acting lawlessly and infringing on our rights, the government itself has lost its authority.
And it has essentially become a tyrannical.
Yes.
And under our Constitution, connected to our Declaration of Independence, we are then remanded by it. We are dutified, if you will, to take action to unwind it, to take away its power, to take away any authority that it assumes that it has, and to reinstitute a new government predicated again on the defense of the rights of the individual. And understand, because this becomes a part of that, aren't they? Well, you know, I've got a right to sodomize if I want to. You can do whatever you want in the privacy of your own home. That's between you and God. You're going to have to work that out. Seriously. However, when you codify it, and this is what I've said for years and years. Now you've made it a law, and now you have to teach it. You have to educate on it, and you now are forcing it on the rest of us. And, no, sodomy is not something that should be forced upon the population.
Yes, whenever a government becomes destructive of those ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it.
Wow, and ends was not an intentional pun.
No.
Destructive of those ends. Yeah, when you're destroying the end, folks, you're kind of not doing the right thing. Let me just tell you, okay? It's not, our ends are not meant to be destroyed like that. It's just...
I don't know what's in that coffee, Greg.
Woo! My goodness. Look, you know,
I'm quoting the Declaration of Independence.
I understand. I understand. But
I don't think Jefferson had that in mind.
Well, according to certain members of SCOTUS, remember that they just recently changed the definition of sex. Under what was it? Title V?
I believe Title IX.
Title IX, yeah. The Supreme Title Court.
Because,
discrimination.
They gave protections to discrimination based upon gender choices as opposed to biological sex.
Based on sexual orientation. What you think you are, and ultimately, I guess, what you think you want to do with what you think you are.
Yes, and allowed that change in definition to stand, which clearly back in the 1960s when they wrote that law, that was not something that was even remotely on the mind of the Congress in those
Amen.
Days.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. And certainly, as you just stated, would not have been on the mind of Jefferson or Washington or Adams or any of our founders at that point in time. I'm actually gonna in a minute you're gonna hear something about that, because I'm gonna play I Believe, and folks, I Believe is simply what I believe to be a foundational doctrinal statement about the things that have made America great. And listen closely to it. It's going to come up right after the commercial break, and then we will come right back, and David and I will be continuing. But there is some good news, because there are some people who are pushing parental rights bills, one of them in Illinois. And we want to tell you about them coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, you know what? I promised you this, so here we go. We'll be back right after this.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception.
I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And that was I believe, and I hope that resonates with a lot of you, and I hope that you'll think about it. If it doesn't resonate with you, I hope you'll consider those words and think about it, because that is the premise upon which our program is based, and that is the biblical worldview that we take here that I take here at Chosen Generation Radio, as I look at what's happening in our world and in our nation today. So, you know, in light of that, we were talking about the parental rights in particular, and the right of a parent to, to address what's happening. Our parents have been vilified by this Department of Justice, who has decided that parents that speak out in school board meetings are somehow some kind of domestic violent extremists, especially if they happen to be, followers of the Second Amendment, to support their right to the First Amendment. David?
Yeah, well, it's been a bad 2 years for parental rights in many respects when it comes to situations regarding vaccinations, when it comes to situations regarding the masking of children, when it comes to situations regarding remote learning capabilities. They've been, the schools have been beholden to teachers' unions as opposed to necessarily the children and the parents. I'm working with a candidate for the Illinois Senate. Her name is Kathleen Murray, and that's for anybody who's interested. It's electkathleenmurray.com. And Kathleen, as part of her campaign, has indicated she will introduce a parental bill of rights to the Illinois legislature should she win election. And I think she's got a real opportunity. I would suggest that there's a quote from Kathleen on this that I think is worth sharing for people to think about. parents, not the government, have the authority and responsibility to raise up their children according to their values to determine the appropriate time to introduce sex-related topics, to make decisions for the physical, emotional, and mental wellness of their child, and to control the transition from childhood to adulthood. That's a pretty basic thing, which was, strangely enough, well understood in this country for in excess of perhaps since its founding, that parents had the authority to raise their children. It was not the authority of the government. Way, way back a long time ago, that parents of German descent wanted to have education for their children in German. The state of Pennsylvania outlawed that. The United States Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. The parents have the authority to raise their children as they see fit. And if they want education in German for their children, they can do that. And ever since, all the time, the United States Supreme Court has affirmed the authority of parents. But now, as we mentioned, you've got these circumstances where parents are being avoided and second-guessed when it comes to some of the most important topics around, when it comes to having the schools teach moral issues rather than reading, writing, and arithmetic. And so we have to, it's a shame that we have to introduce something like a parental bill of rights, because it was always understood that that was very, very clear. But we can trace this back to concepts like it takes a village. That sounds very innocuous and it sounds like it's really nice. And I certainly grew up in a neighborhood that if I did something wrong, the neighbors would tell my mom, and my mom, sure. my mom would address things, but they would tell my mom. The neighbors didn't take it upon themselves,
right,
to discipline or control me. They would tell my mom and my dad what was right. necessary, because and that's the concept of the village, is that the village brings the issues to the parents, but that's not what Hillary Clinton meant. And now we're seeing the fruition of what Hillary Clinton meant. And it's very dangerous.
It is. It's extremely dangerous. And, I know we talk about the moral issues, but the reality is that somebody's morals are being taught, even when you're teaching, the basis of reading, writing, and arithmetic. You're going to have reading materials that you're going to read. Hopefully those materials are going to be wholesome materials and not pornography, okay? And not CRT pushing, hatred and race and division and so forth. Hopefully they're going to actually be predicated on some foundation of truth. Even in mathematics, mathematics is predicated upon absolutes. Absolutes are a construct that is absolutely a part of morality and the foundation of a nation. It is a fact that somebody's concept of morality is going to be on display in an educational setting. It just is.
No, it just is. And certainly we're working with a couple of people, one of which is our common friend, Pastor David Lowry.
Yeah.
On defining some of these things, because certainly some of the aspects of LGBTQ stuff being taught in schools, CRT being taught in schools, these are assuming the character of religious concepts. If they assume the character of religious concepts and they're being taught in the schools and they're being taught in public schools, they run afoul of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. And this is a theory that we're running it, because that's the same kind of reasoning that they utilize to ban prayer in schools.
Well, and so what we're saying is not necessarily that we agree with the conclusion, but if they're gonna play that way on the field, then those are the rules. Then they have to play by the same rules that they've applied to us. That's, at the end of the day, that's the bottom line. We got to take a break. We'll be back. Hour number two coming up. David, thank you so very much. I love spending Wednesdays with you. Back with more after this.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.